You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Women on the Line, a radical, intersectional current affairs program making space for the voices of women and gender diverse people. Produced at 3CR Community Radio in Naarm, Melbourne, and broadcast on the Community Radio Network. My name is Phuong Tran. Women on the Line acknowledges that this program is produced on the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and that their sovereignty was never ceded. We acknowledge their elders past and present, as well as the traditional owners of the land on which you're hearing us from. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that the following program contains references to colonial violence. If you need to talk to someone about the issues covered in the show, you can contact 13YARN on 139276, a dedicated 24/7 national crisis support line for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, as well as Yarning Safe and Strong on 1-800-959-563, a free and confidential 24-hour counselling service for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. On this week's episode, we bring you audio from the Cry for Truth and Justice rally that took place on Sunday the 19th of October in Geelang, or Geelong, on the lands of the Wadawurrung people. Organised by Be True, a group of First Nation peoples and non-Indigenous members, this rally and march aimed to unite the community in declaring a firm no to racism and coincided with other anti-racism protests that took place across the state. Today, we're going to hear from Karina Eccles, Julie Saylor Briggs, Auntie Annie Nicholson, Auntie Wendy Brabham, and Irith Williams. Thank you to Amy Chiara from 3CR Community Radio for the recordings. We start today's program with Karina Eccles, a proud Wadawurrung woman who welcomed everyone to country on Sunday. We'll then hear from Julie Saylor Briggs, a Torres Strait Islander woman who introduces Auntie Annie Nicholson and Auntie Wendy Brabham.
Durang, in Wadawurrung language, Durang means heart. The heartbeat is a continuation. It's a double of that word, Durang, Durang. Where we are gathered here in Geelang, it is the heart of country. All the different Belang and clan groups, which is a lot like suburbs, they would come into Geelang and hold gatherings. It was common ground. There was no one mob that had ownership of those Belug and clan groups when they gathered here. They would trade, connect, tell stories, dance, feast. Wulambanip, home of the shark, Barnip shark, This place prior to the dredging and the flooding was home to the shark. The shark would come in here during the season of birthing. So when we welcome you to country, it's not tokenistic. We didn't live the way we do today, where we could just go on a holiday and go on other traditional lands. You were only allowed to go on someone's traditional lands if you were invited. And that invitation, it's not what you do today, it's this, a message stick. The message stick could have lines that tell you how many days through the sunrise, and this morning was absolutely beautiful. If anyone was up, I was. It was really pink this morning. And as you were travelling to come on our country with your message stick, you would chant, and we could deeply hear you getting closer. We would chant back. You knew that we were excitedly waiting. Then you'd be welcomed to country and smoked to country. And you'd be told the stories of country, like I'm telling you now, where you're gathered. The stories of this land and country. And you'd be asked to tread lightly, to do no harm, take care of each other and take care of country. I stand here as a direct descendant of a Wadawurrung bloodline of this land and country. And that bloodline is thousands and thousands of generations. And our hope as Wadawurrung people, so we can continue to care for country and each other. So you have thousands of generations living on this country, just like we do. I acknowledge the community elders, the elders from their traditional lands and elders that are known in their communities that are gathered here today. Elders get very tired. They are forever sharing their knowledge. They have forever journeyed with that courage, determination, voice and resilience for the best outcome. After their footprints comes the next generation and the next generation, and what they do today is to soften the load of the next generation. I acknowledge our beautiful Wediyuang country, our mountain country. I acknowledge our Yalukja country. I acknowledge our Warija country. And I acknowledge our Kinking Bilja country, our people's country, Matnu Wadawurrungja. This is Wadawurrung country. Bengadak Wadawurrung Kinking Bil. We are Wadawurrung people. Bengadak Wadawurrung Wurru. And we speak Wadawurrung language. Muin Bengodingadak Kinking Bil. Wedigurung Guli Wadawurrung. Na Lingui Kimbani Wadawurrungja. Bunani Tulama Bengadakpa Geyupanyunguma Maradot Makbori. In Wadawurrung language I say, from our ancestors, family and community, I welcome you all here on Wadawurrung country. Let us all come together, embrace each other and gather with peace. Bengadak Geyupanyunguma Wadawurrungja. Bengadake yupan yung guma wadarunja. Bengadake yupan yung guma wadarunja. Bengadake yupan yung guma wadarunja. Kimbane. 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 You were gathered on Wadawurrung country, and I welcomed you from northeast, southwest of Wadawurrung country. Yatni Bagubada. Thank you, and take care.
Thank you, Karina.
That was just beautiful. First Nation Australians, if you Google us, we would have the most Google search sites. Over 2 million Google search sites in any industry, any area of our lives. We are the most exposed and vulnerable group of Australians on our own land. We are the least consulted. We are the least considered on our own land. Over 230 years of advocacy got us to one referendum. We got the yes. People acknowledged that we existed. Aunt will tell you we have been here before time. We have been here before Western recorded history. We will be here always. The Aboriginal people, the Torres Strait Islander people are proud people. They had law, health, home, love, education. They had the wisdom of the elders to guide our society, our way of being, our way of doing. Such a strong way of being and doing that the colonists came here. The Dutch came here. The Spanish came here. But it was the British that overrode them and stayed here. Over 235 years of advocacy for land rights, basic human rights. So that's why little groups like ours form. That's why it's important for all of us to walk together. That's why you don't need to be First Nation to know that this is wrong. We are all Australians. That's our common thread, and it's not bad. Today, as we do this, we know there are extremist groups out there trying to deprive us of our human rights and our rights to be together and live together and learn from each other and have good connections, caring for country. They're called fascists, they're called racists, I call them idiots. They have lots of different names. But the truth is, we are all entitled to our own opinion. But what should be guiding us is in our fight for the rights of First Nation Australians. That's pure patriotism to this land. And after years of slow movement, millions of policies, over 260 individual pieces of legislation dedicated to our people and were not in the Constitution. Ridiculous. So in our state, on Kulin language, we were lucky. Got real progressive mob here. They said no. They stood strong. And now we get to walk with treaty, all of us. And our children will know the truth of this land, the history of these people. So that brings me to Auntie Wendy Brabham and Auntie Annie Nicholson. We're going to set up a couple of chairs here for the aunts. Going to ask them a couple of questions. So what we thought we would do is, and this has been brought about by Auntie Annie wanting to share in a way that's meaningful, because we all can stand behind a mic, you know. We're going to just share some yarn and time. And I'd like to ask Auntie Annie, Uncle Andrew and Auntie Wendy, about the role of being an elder in these times, how they feel as elders of the community.
Good morning. And I also would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are having this rally, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. So for me, being an elder, I guess it's about sharing my knowledge with the wider community, the younger community. It's about education and community involvement. That's what it means for me.
I'll just take this over here to Auntie Wendy. Auntie Annie, before I get to you, Aunt, Auntie Annie's been doing big deadly work in our community around the recognition of the painful history and still live today that we know as Stolen Gen. Auntie Annie and many mob around here across our Kulin lands come together, they form community groups, they are challenging things, and they're challenging their rights for the truth about the history of Stolen Gen.
that aunt doesn't just share knowledge. Aunt is sharing an incredible, powerful truth. And now I'd like to get the swing on eldership from Auntie Wendy.
All my life, I don't consider myself an elder. I know that I've been given elder status in my clan in relation to the fight for native title. I know that in elements of the community that I may be respected after 40-odd years working in Aboriginal education as an Aboriginal teacher. But to me, I had the privilege from the day I was born to walk with my elders from my clan, people from Wedagaya, Wamba Nation, and Nyeri Nyeri Nation, through my family that kept us tightly together. Because I grew up in the White Australia policy, I wasn't taken. I was not taken because of my elders who fought hard and hard to keep us all together as babies and as children. An elder to me in the community throughout my life was about what Annie said about sharing knowledge, guiding me as an Aboriginal teacher, guiding me as an Aboriginal person, but respecting them was not a taught thing. It was a normal thing to do. It was just a normal. And I thank every generation of elders from every generation for the 230-odd, 40 years that this land has been colonised. I thank them for their guidance to us, but not only to us, to non-Aboriginal people as well, and other sections of the Stray community. So it's not a, you know, it's a big responsibility when people look at you for advice, and I think, do I really know it? I've lived it. God, I've lived racism and the act of racism around me in many forms of my life and walked through it. Thanks to the elders for their guidance.
You're listening to Women on the Line, and on this week's episode, we play some speeches from the Cry for Truth and Justice rally that took place on Wadawurrung country on Sunday, the 19th of October. We now hear from Irith Williams, an organiser with Be True Geelong.
I want to thank Auntie Annie, Auntie Wendy, and Uncle Andy and Auntie Corinna for everything that they've shared. I just find it so impactful, and I think there's something really healthy about hearing truths that we haven't heard before, and I think it's a real pity that white people talk about they don't want to hear things because they claim that people are trying to make them feel ashamed or trying to make their kids feel bad about things that happened in the past. And I just don't think that that's how a lot of people respond when they hear those truths. I think a lot of people are relieved to hear the truth, and I think a lot of people can respond with empathy, and I think a lot of people are relieved to find out that lies that they were told are not true. I grew up in Geelong. When I was in primary school, my grade 5 teacher sat the class down and said horrendous things about First Nations people, and this was in a government public school. And he just told a pack of lies, which at the time I knew were lies, but I didn't have the facts to refute him. in my government public school, we were taken on an excursion to Western Cemetery in Geelong West, and we were shown a grave, and we were told that that was the last Indigenous person to live in Geelong, and his grave is dated like in the 1860s or something. And that was a massive lie. We weren't told anything about surviving Wadawurrung families. We weren't told that we had a community, a First Nations community, who belonged to this country just a few kilometres, you know, a lot of people living just a few kilometres down the road. So to learn that those things are not true and that there's actual truth to learn, I find it just speaks to a sense of justice and a sense of fairness that I think a lot of people feel. And that's why I think truth-telling is really, really important. There's a whole list of things. At Be True, we want to focus on trying to tell the truth about Geelong and Geelong's history. There's some very few things that I know, and there's a lot that we're learning. One of the things that I know is that Boundary Road, which is out, you know, past East Geelong, Newcombe Way, is a name that signifies terrible oppression and displacement and evil visited on local First Nations people who were told that this artificial line was something that they had to cross and that they weren't allowed to be on country in Geelong after a certain time of day. They had to be on the other side of Boundary Road. So the fact that that name still exists is like the bell of oppression still ringing in the air. The sound of that oppression is still ringing in the air. And there's Boundary Roads in towns and cities all over Australia. I looked at an old Melways the other day, and there's dozens and dozens of Boundary Roads just in the Greater Melbourne area. So that's something that I know. Something that I don't know is the meaning of all the Wadawurrung names that are used on streets in like Manifold Heights and Bell Post Hill. And the name Bell Post Hill is also a name that signifies oppression. And a bell that rang, I don't know the story in detail, but again, a bell that rang that told First Nations people, you have to be off your country, otherwise we're going to oppress, you know, imprison you, attack you. So that name, Bell Post Hill, is a bell that keeps on ringing. It's the sound of oppression that's ringing out in Geelong still. But I don't know about the names of the people. I don't know how Wadawurrung descendants and First Nations people now feel about having their ancestors' names stuck on those street posts, those street signs. What on earth is kind of experience is that? What kind of experience is it to have a respected elder who died over 100 years ago taken and put in the oppressor's colonialist gravesite, be given a name that's not his own? I'm not even going to say what the name is because it's not his real name, and have school children trotted up there and be told lies about him and lies about his descendants. What does it feel like as a community to have that and to just be expected to put up with that? That sounds horrendous to me. And I think it's really important that we learn about more and more about the truth about Geelong. And I cannot imagine what it is like for First Nations people to have to disclose this stuff just so that we stop being ignorant. It's about personal trauma. It's about intergenerational trauma. It's about communal trauma. And the only way, the only path to having oppressors stop oppressing is to disclose those traumas over and over and over again. No wonder the elders get tired. So Be True is an attempt to bring together allies being led by Auntie Wendy, so that it's not up to First Nations people to do that labour all the time and to keep on having to reveal trauma. We have access to that information in our own historical systems, and we need to start shedding light on the truth using our own historical systems and not putting the burden of truth-telling on First Nations people.
That was Irith Williams from Be True, speaking at the Cry for Truth and Justice rally on Wadawurrung Country on Sunday the 19th of October. Before that, we heard from Karina Eccles, Julie Saylor Briggs, Auntie Annie Nicholson, and Auntie Wendy Brabham. Thank you to Amy Chiara for the recordings. That's all for Women on the Line today. We would love to hear any comments or thoughts you have about the program, so please send us an email at womenontheline@gmail.com. or give us a call at 3CR on 03-9419-8377. Women on the Line is a national feminist current affairs program. It's produced and presented by a range of women and gender non-conforming broadcasters from 3CR in Naarm, Melbourne, and broadcast across so-called Australia on the Community Radio Network with funding support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The theme music for Women on the Line is by Ripley Kavara. All Women on the Line programs can be downloaded from www.3cr.org.au/Women on the Line. I'm Phuong Tran. Tune into Women on the Line next week on your community radio station.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.